Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to AGL, everyday energy solutions for your business.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is the time to be talking to Roger Montgomery because the companies have all basically revealed their interim profit reports. There's a lot of them out there right now from Montgomery Investment Management. Roger, good evening to you.
How are you, Ross?
You happy with what you've seen out there?
Well, you know, a couple of takeaways. One is obviously BHP has massively cut their dividend, and we talked about the risk of that happening for the last 2 years.
That was pretty odds on, wasn't it? Because well, strategy seemed to be a bit crazy anyway.
Well, they had the idea. What they told investors was that they were employing a progressive dividend, which basically told any retiree who was looking for yield that they could rely on BHP for ever increasing dividends or gradually increasing dividends. Of course, that was absurd, and I just can't believe they did that in a cyclical commodity based business. They've cut their dividend from 64 cents the interim dividend last year to 16 cents this year.
It's a big cut, isn't it?
Well, that's not all of it. What they've done is they've now said that they...
But they're still borrowing money to fund it, aren't they?
Well, no. They've actually, because they're reducing their spending on capital expenditure because all of the, you know, a lot of the projects now have matured. But most importantly, what the dividend actually was comprised of was a 4 cent dividend, which is their now new minimum 50% payout ratio, and a 16 cent additional dividend, which represented the difference between the 50% payout ratio and free cash flow. So now an investor, if they're trying to work out what dividend they might get from BHP, not only do they have to try and forecast what the profit's going to be and then multiply it by 0.5 to get 50%,
yes,
but now they have to try and work out free cash flow. And if free cash flow is less than the profit, whether they claw the dividend back or not.
So in other words, good luck one way or the other. Okay, tell me about some other bits and pieces you've seen.
Yeah, one of the things that we've noticed, which is really interesting, is quite a number of these private equity floats. So, for example, 3P Learning, Covermore, Amaysim, they've reported their results and disappointed after private equity has sold them. So I think it's going to be, and along with Dick Smith and everything we've seen in the press about Dick Smith, I think it's going to be really tough for private equity to get rid of or sell some of their floats in the future because they've disappointed.
It's going to be interesting to watch. I want to go to one stock that you've been a fan of for a long time.
Yep.
I sent you both Greg and also Tony from Williamstown. Have both given me
a call. Greg and Tony.
Asking about it. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we own the stock and we like it. We've talked about it here on the program. In the short run, share prices will move up and down. The only thing that I think that the market has been a little bit spooked by is a slight reduction in their margin. But I'm not worried about that because they're spending a bit of money rolling out Asia. So I'm not concerned about that at all. The other thing that they highlighted in their presentation pack today was that they lost a couple of small customers in Asia. But down the track, you're not even going to think about it. It's immaterial.
Okay, you seem one that's actually shot your lights out that you're impressed by at the moment out of all these results.
Oh, Challenger. Challenger's an amazing business and will keep growing and growing and growing for years to come.
There you go. Annuity business, that's what it's all about, growing for years to come. Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management here with us on Money News. That's the program for tonight. We'll see you down the track. I'm Ross Greenwood. Have a great night.